the Rush Hour Catch-Up for Honda. Let's help you into a Honda today. For the school pickup. For the early run home. For the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
The bodies of two teenagers have been pulled from the Swan River in Maylands, while another two were rescued and another one, who was reported missing, has just been located as of this afternoon. For more on what led to these events, we're joined by Michael Genovese from Nine News. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, Michael. Was it about this time yesterday that this all began to unfold?
Yeah, police received a call from a member of the public basically saying that they had witnessed a group of youths moving through over fences into backyards, and that's why police reacted the way they did. They sent out a lot of people to sort of get to the area and try to figure out what went wrong. And that's when it all went horribly wrong from there, as this group of youths made their way to the Swan River. They were trying to get from Maylands to the other side of the highway side.
Yeah.
So the witnesses we've spoken to and have just described seeing a number of them take to the water, and it was pretty clear that there was a current. It was pretty choppy in the river, and things were just really tough for them. One witness told us that he saw one of the boys bobbing under for 5 to 6 seconds at a time, and by the time a police officer had stripped off and made his way to try and save the boy, it was just too late. So that's what we got told, that's what happened. According to some eyewitnesses. So, yeah, just really tragic events here in Maylands.
There was concerns that the fifth one was also going to have perhaps drowned, but he has been found, or I assume he has been found this afternoon.
He has, and he's now with his family. So that's the search, I guess, ended in the best way possible. It's a pretty awful day, but it did end in the best way possible. And we're under the understanding now that he never took to the water in the first place, this fifth youth. So they did have to scan the river. The TRG and the water police had been doing that all night and all morning, just in case, just to cover off all their bases. But they have enough information to call that search off, and they're under the understanding now that he wasn't in the water at all and has been located. He's with his family now as well. So while that search has been called off, the detectives will still investigate exactly what took place in the lead-up. So that's sort of where a lot of the questioning is around now. And, I mean, there are just, you know, families that have been rocked by this, an entire community that have been rocked by this, and people are still coming to terms with, two things, I guess, what happened in the lead-up and then, I guess, the aftermath with two kids dead.
Yeah, well, it's quite an interesting situation. I mean, as we understand it, they're all under the age of 18, and given it's turned into such a tragic outcome, what remains to be seen of the boys who are still alive when it comes to, well, potential charges being laid or anything towards that.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. There is no winners. A lot of attention will now be on, right or wrong, a lot of attention will now be on the police involved and how they've handled it. No winners in this, and it's just a sad, sad turn of events that something, this all started when a 000 call came through at 3:15, and the boys have clearly run from police, according to what police are telling us, and some of the videos that we've seen and some of the witness accounts. And for them to be that desperate to get away and to think that they could just take from one side of the river to the other, it's a couple of hundred metres, day. Like,
it's not a short distance.
No, and there was quite a current. I mean, we got out here, we were out here by about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and I was looking at the river thinking, no way. Like, it was just, and even on the other side, on the Great Eastern Highway side, it's just a really steep embankment. So
forget how big a current a river can have. Don't be deceived. Speaking of witnesses, police would really love to hear, wouldn't they, Michael, from anyone with dash cam or any sort of video footage from between 3:15 and 3:30 yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, anyone in Maylands or even on the Great Eastern Highway side of the river as well, they should get in touch with Crime Stoppers and help them try to piece together what took place in the minutes leading up to this.
Yeah.
All right, Michael Genovese,
thank you.
Thanks, guys.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Talking about plain old bad behaviour, this nugget who made the Perth to London flight turn back over the weekend, he might be fined $60,000 because of all of the annoying stuff he did on that plane.
I hope so.
How much it stuffed up Qantas and the people that Qantas had to put up and all that sort of stuff. And I couldn't agree more. We got Josh in.
You know what I find really plain bad behaviour? Even worse than the person who's, you know, put their seat back and won't put it forward again when you're being delivered your meal.
Oh, I can't stand
Is the
those
person
people.
Who wants to wander around the plane and have a chat with someone who's sitting possibly somewhere near you and puts their elbow on the back of your chair, on your headrest. Get your arm off my chair.
Just like, this square metre is mine, mate.
Yes.
Back off. Josh and Joodle up. Hey,
Hello,
buddy.
Josh.
Hey, guys. I had a thing happen on a flight from Melbourne to Perth like only probably about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
This guy, the flight was delayed and it was pretty late at night, and this guy was obviously just even more over it than me. But for whatever reason, he got obsessed with whether my phone was on flight mode.
Yours?
I was sitting next to him. Yeah. And he called me out for it because he thought I was still, like, had my phone on. And he, like, got a flight attendant and everything. And, like, she just, like, basically to appease this guy, asked me to switch my phone off in front of him. It was ridiculous.
Oh,
mate, you know what?
Those
are one of those where you're like, can you just move me to business class?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, get me away from this guy.
How do we know it wasn't in business class?
Yeah, that's a good
point. I probably would have had Wi-Fi up there or something as well.
Yeah. Thanks,
Josh. Thanks, mate. John in Pearsall. Hi, mate.
How you going?
What happened?
Well, I was on a flight to Hong Kong, and this guy got absolutely blind, and they wanted to turn around. So what I was thinking of doing... They should put him in a capsule with a beacon, right? And they have a countdown, and then they push a button, and he drops out of the plane with a parachute, and everyone can wave goodbye to the nugget, and the naval police can pick him up, and they pay for the rescue, they name and shame him, and the whole plane should do like a countdown before they push the button.
Yeah.
And then go like 3, 2, 1, and bye-bye nugget. And just wave and clap and everything.
I'm on there with you. I see people frown on us, John, because I think that is a brilliant idea.
Yeah, mate.
I reckon it'd be great. Then we can continue on the flight. I was halfway through my movie.
Yes.
Yeah, that sucks. You know what? You should have been taken up to business class for that.
Yep.
That's a ripper story and a great solution.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. The Rush Hour catch-up for Honda. Let's help you into a Honda today.